Joining us now to talk a little medical news is the folks from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's a Myeloma Awareness Month in the month of March. It's a second most common blood cancer in the U.S. And here to talk about that is the Senior Manager of Outreach and Health Promotion at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We have Laura Ortiz-Ravick. And also with us, we have Kelvin Yates. He's a myeloma survivor and also volunteers with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Laura, let's start off with you a little bit about explaining what myeloma is. We sometimes hear about lymphoma, leukemia. How does this fit into the whole pattern of that?
Absolutely, Ruth. Good morning. Thank you for having us today. Myeloma is a type of cancer that begins in the bone marrow. It's what we call a cancer of plasma cells, which are a type of white blood cancers, also called plasma B cells. And the typical age for a myeloma diagnosis is around in the mid-60s. And sadly, it's one of the blood cancers with the greatest racial disparities. Not only Black Americans have twice the incidence of myeloma as white Americans, but also, and what's even more frustrating is that often Blacks face significant delays in timely diagnosis and access to optimal treatment, including clinical trials. And as you know, delays in diagnosis and lack of access to optimal treatment can significantly impact survival rates. African Americans in general have a higher cancer burden and face greater obstacles to cancer detection and treatment, and that's, you know, sort of the case with myeloma as well. And it's an interesting fact of myeloma is, like I said, the typical age of diagnosis is around mid-60s, but in African Americans, the age tends to be a lot younger. So they tend to be diagnosed at a much younger age, which is you're going to hear in the case of Kelvin.
Kelvin, I was wondering if maybe that what Laura is saying is kind of your story. You're hearing her describe maybe your situation. If you could share some light into how you were diagnosed and how are you doing?
Yes. So typically, just like Laura said, 60 to 70 years of age is when people are diagnosed. In my situation, being a whole lot younger, I was diagnosed at the age of 40. And kind of a bunch of back and forth started at the beginning of January, kind of went through the month with this back pain, which we just thought was a pulled muscle. As the time went along, getting toward the middle, end of January, the pain just became debilitating to where I couldn't even, you know, stand up. So a few back and forth between my primary care physician and then the emergency room, final trip landed me in the emergency room, which they did some x-rays, found out I had multiple fractures in my vertebrae and that we would need to start some extensive treatment and that I would be transferred over to the main hospital in the area. Spent some time in the hospital trying to, you know, get my back to heal up as much as they could prior to releasing me. And then into, you know, at-home care, which, you know, I started radiation, chemotherapy treatment, and, you know, the life, my journey with cancer began. So,
Laura, if you could talk a little bit about the help that the Leukemia Lymphoma Society does for patients like Kelvin, as well as what we're talking today, kind of getting the word out.
Absolutely. We support all blood cancer patients throughout the their journey as from day one of diagnosis. And we have an extensive selection of education, support programs, including a number of financial assistance resources that can help with the costs associated with treatment, medication, and other non-medical expenses. For African Americans specifically, the ones are affected with myeloma or truthfully any cancer, we have a program called Myeloma Link, which connects Black communities and Black patients and Black caregivers to information, education, support services to enhance access to care and access to treatment, including clinical trials. We have an information resource center which navigates patients throughout the journey of a cancer diagnosis and refer patients to our own resources and also resources that are beyond our organization. We provide overall free trusted information, free tools, resources to help patients and caregivers navigate the treatment landscape more effectively and cope with the disease. And one of those programs, like I said, is our program at Loma Link, specifically for Black American patients and caregivers affected with a blood cancer.
Kelvin, what made you decide to sort of tell your story, be a volunteer, be somebody who can get the kind of share it with others?
Yeah, for me, I just felt like that I had a purpose. And, you know, I felt like once I got through this critical stage of multiple myeloma, that I would give back, especially knowing how much this affects, you know, the African-American community. And I felt like they needed to get this information. And so when I felt like that once I got better, that would be my lifelong journey, was to get into the community, get the word out, get the knowledge out to, you know, the community and let them understand, you know, with the help of Myeloma Link, it made it even easier for me. Because that way I had the information in hand to give some of the facts and things like that to go into the community with. And then also educate some of our doctors and nurses, because I think they need to be educated just as well as the community. You know, that's a big part of it too, because, you know, without the diagnosis, you can't, you know, you can't treat it. So it takes a village to get this done.
Right. Was it just your stick-to-itiveness, you're advocating for yourself, or did you have other people in your family says, you know, Kelvin, you better get that checked out? And you're thinking, ah, this is not, it's just, you know, deal with it. How did that work for you?
Ironically, you say that because shortly after my diagnosis, about a year later, my aunt was diagnosed with it, so which helped us get her diagnosed faster than what it was for me. It took a little longer for my diagnosis, but for my aunt, we were able to jump on it pretty quickly. So, and, you know, overall, I believe that, you know, getting that information out gets people diagnosed early, as I said before. And, you know, I didn't want people to have to go through what I went through with the back and forth and not knowing what was wrong with me. So at least they had the information in hand to go, hey, you might want to look a little more into this, because this can't be something basic if I'm continuing to have these problems. So,
right. Again, Laura, where can people go to get more information with this Myeloma Link program?
Absolutely. People can call our 1-800 number, which is 1-855-844-5465, or visit lls.org/myeloma link. Again, lls.org/myeloma link, or call the 1-800-855-844-5465.
Sounds good.
Thank you.